HeidiTown.com, Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about festivals, events, and destinations around Colorado. Before I get to the heart of this week's show, I wanted to point out that this month marks 1 year of HeidiTown segments on this radio station. I have now recorded over 52 weeks of festival information that has gone out to all the KRFC listeners around Northern Colorado. So I wanted to take a moment and thank KRFC, all the staff and volunteers, and especially my amazing producer, Diane Fishman. Thank you all for letting me be part of this wonderful KRFC community. And now on to regular scheduled programming. Last week, I was asked to speak to a local Fort Collins moms group. They wanted me to talk about family-friendly festivals and more specifically about events that were less hectic and easier to attend with children in tow. After I gave the presentation, I realized that it would make a very good radio segment, so I decided to share the same information with you today. I do not have any children, but I attend festivals with my 7-year-old niece and have been to many events where my friends have brought along their kiddos, and I know what a pain in the neck it can be trying to make your way through a crowd with a stroller. Large events can be fun, but also stressful for families, and not to mention expensive. Street fairs, block parties, and small town events take place all over Colorado pretty much year-round. Many, many Colorado towns have a harvest festival, and this can be the perfect, low-key, kid-friendly event. The gardens at Spring Creek, right here in Fort Collins, have a harvest festival scheduled for September 22nd. You can find the gardens online at fcgov.com, and they have lots of family-friendly events scheduled there throughout the year. Other smaller communities, such as Lafayette, Arvada, and Niwot, for example, also have harvest festivals. Keep your eye on HeidiTown's Facebook page, where I will list them as I come across them. Loveland has a great family event this weekend. The Old Fashioned Corn Roast Festival gets underway this Friday with a corn shucking contest and parade on Saturday morning. Get all the details at HeidiTown.com, search Corn Roast Festival. I think Oktoberfests are really great for kids, especially the authentic ones that serve big pretzels and have an accordion player who knows how to play the chicken dance. We are lucky to have two outstanding Oktoberfests in Northern Colorado. Greeley Oktoberfest is a 2-day German extravaganza. You'll find grandmas and grandpas dancing the polka, authentic German food, beer, games for the kids, and a lot more. This is a signature event in Greeley, and it always takes place the last weekend in September. Another wonderful Oktoberfest is one that I co-founded in Berthoud. We wanted to create an authentic cultural festival that celebrated the German heritage in the charming community of Berthoud. Our first year was a huge success, and we intend to build on that success. This year, there will be a cultural stage and a main stage, lots of activities for kids, educational tents, sausage tasting, music, and beer. The Berthoud Oktoberfest is scheduled for Saturday, October 6th. Join the fest on Facebook. I realize it's still August, but there are some excellent holiday events that should be on your family's calendar this year. I recommend the Georgetown Christmas Market, and while in town, check out the Georgetown Loop Railroad's annual Santa Claus train. The Denver Chris Kendall Market, held annually at Skyline Park along the 16th Street Mall, is also a fun event to do with the kids. They usually have 4 themed weekends, so you can pick one that's perfect for your family. That's all the time I have for this week. I know I tell you this every week and probably will continue to do so, but if you haven't yet joined the Town's Block Party on Facebook or Google+, what are you waiting for? The Heidi Town's Facebook page is especially active, and I'd love to have you come and join in the conversation. Again, it's facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB. You can also follow me on Twitter at Heidi Town. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to another great year on KRFC.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.